The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 trivia questions on try words. All these answers will end with the letters T-R-Y. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my show on YouTube or on your favorite podcast listening app. I'm sitting here in my garage recording this on a Sunday, the day that I'm actually going to post the episode. Usually I record all the episodes in one day. That is the magic of doing a show every day. Kind of get them all done in one day or two, and I post them and get them all scheduled, and it's good to go by Monday or Tuesday. But this last week, I had a lot of stuff going on during the days, including jury duty, and I didn't get a chance to set up a lot of stuff. So I've been posting the episodes as I've been recording them, which is fun for me to stay on top of stuff. Today's episode is about try words. All the questions will be definitions for words, and then the answers will all be words that end in try, T-R-Y. So you're going to try and identify that word. This is a quiz written by Mike Maximchuk, who, like I said in the last couple episodes, has been churning out dozens and dozens of very cool quizzes. So next week might be Mike Maximchuk week, where every episode is written by old Double M. So if you like his quizzes, be on the lookout for more. Thank you guys so much for leaving iTunes reviews to help get more eyes and ears on the show. I do appreciate those, whether they are positive or negative. And I got my first one-star review in quite some time, so I thought I would share that with listeners of the show. Let's pull that up here. This one says G. Salbu. That's the name. And it was left on March 2nd, 2020. And it's a one-star review, and it says, "It not be..." which I think is a play on me saying what it be. So it not be. Rambles on for 90% of the episode before fumbling over 11 questions on a topic he doesn't even care enough about to learn how to pronounce names or what the questions themselves were referencing. So that is somebody who does not like the show, but I do like to share those just because I like to kind of speak for them or on behalf of them and on behalf of myself for people who might not like the show. And hopefully you like it. And there's a lot of positive reviews. I'll read a couple positive ones that were also added over those last few days. But to go on about what that reviewer was saying, I always talk about on this show how I am more going for entertainment and variety than accuracy. So I know that there's a lot of people who go to trivia nights for accuracy and want things to be pronounced correctly and listen to trivia podcasts for that very reason, to affirm facts that they do or do not know. And while I'd like to think that, 80% of what I do on this show is super accurate, there's definitely a chunk that's probably not. And that comes from the speed at which I have to do these episodes, doing it every single day, and the amount of time that I have to put into something like this. So there are definitely times where I'm going to mispronounce words and joke about how I don't know what the question or the topic is about at all. But I think that adds to the personality of the show, and I think it adds to me being truthful about not trying to BS around stuff that I don't know. I don't like people who think they know everything, and I'd like to think that I don't present myself in that way, especially at live events when people go, "You know, there's a typo up on that slide, and it's actually this," and I'm like, "Oh, cool, I'll fix it for next time." But I'm way more of a fix it for next time guy than a make sure everything is perfect for a few pairs of eyes that are going to catch it or look for it. So I don't know. You could take that with what you will, but I thought I'd address it. Again, I'll try and do my best on recording these episodes, but there's definitely going to be errors from time to time. And I don't take a ton of time to research the stuff that I ask questions on. I just try and make it fun. So that's what I'm going for. Here's two other reviews from Sean and Shelley. This one is one review from Sean and Shelley. Left on March 3rd, 2020. Listen every day. Great podcast and always listen daily. Great topic and themes. Thank you guys for the 5-star review. Appreciate that. And Valpal47 left one on 3/4/20. Awesome trivia podcast. I love trivia podcasts and this is one of the best. So also to go back to that other review, just like Valpal said, if you think that mine kind of stinks, then go check out one of the other ones that is super fact-checked, because there's a ton of those types of shows where people are really into the idea of finding out the, you know, the origin of things and being very specific with the history of word usage and trivia like that, more history-based and accuracy-based. So that those are definitely out there, and I urge you to find those shows. But if I ever do make a huge mistake, like I did the other day with the 2 pence, 2 bits thing, I do like to try and make those corrections in future episodes. So definitely let me know about those and keep leaving reviews. Like I said, whether you like the show or don't like the show, I do appreciate reading those and the constructive criticism that might come from those, or that might, you know, sometimes I get a review like that and it makes me think like, oh, maybe I need to do this more often, or I need to check that more often. So, you know, 1 star or 5 stars, I appreciate all the time you guys take in leaving reviews for the show. Today's episode is 11 questions on word-related trivia. All the answers end with try, and we're going to give this episode a try right now. Here we go. All right, it's time for terms ending in try, T-R-Y. Each of the definitions below belong to a word that ends in try. Identify the word, says Mike Maximchuk. So here we go with number one. A literary work in which special intensity is given to the expression of feelings and ideas by the use of distinctive style and rhythm. Question number one, what would that word be that ends in T-R-Y for a literary work in which special intensity is given to the expression of feelings and ideas by the use of distinctive style and rhythm? Number one. Question number two, the branch of science that deals with the identification of the substances of which matter is composed and the investigation of their properties and the ways in which they interact, combine, and change, and the use of these processes to form new substances. Number two, what would the answer be for number two? Question number three, the branch of mathematics concerned with the properties and relations of points, lines, surfaces, solids, and higher dimensional analogs. Number three, the branch of math concerned with those things. Question number four, the quality of being made up of exactly similar parts facing each other or around an axis, or around an axis. Number four. Question number five, we have another branch of mathematics dealing with the relations of the sides and angles of triangles and with the relation with the relevant functions of any angles. Number five, the branch of math dealing with triangles and functions of any angles. Number five. Question number six, the practice or profession of examining the eyes for visual defects and prescribing corrective lenses. Number six. What would that be? Number six. Question number seven. A dough of flour, water, and shortening that may be savory or sweetened. Number seven. A dough of flour, water, and shortening that may be savory or sweetened. Question number eight, soldiers marching or fighting on foot. Number eight, soldiers marching or fighting on foot. And number nine, the study and treatment of mental illness, emotional disturbance, and abnormal behavior. Number nine, the study of those three things. Number nine. Two questions left to go. Here's number 10. A room or building attached to a church used as an office and for changing into vestments. Number 10, changing into vestments. What's that room called? Number 10. And your bonus question, this one is pretty clever, from Mike. For 2 points, to use, test, or do something in order to see if it is suitable, effective, or pleasant. Number 11, 2 points, to use, test, or do something in order to see if it is suitable, effective, or pleasant. Those are your 11 questions for today's Try Quiz. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers to those words. We are back with the answers to Try Trivia. Hopefully you tried it and had some fun with Mike Maximchuk. Number 1, literary work in which special intensity is given to the expression of feelings and ideas by the use of distinctive style and rhythm would be poetry. Poetry. Number 1 was poetry. I read a lot of it in college as an English major. Number 2, the branch of science that deals with the identification of the substances of which matter is composed, that would be chemistry. Number 2, trying those things against each other to form new substances would be chemistry as well. Number 2. Number 3, the branch of math concerned with the properties and relations of points, lines, surfaces, solids, and higher dimensional analogs. That would be geometry. Number 3, geometry. Number 4, the quality of being made up of exactly similar parts facing each other or around an axis. That would be symmetry. Perfect symmetry, as they say. That's a song by the band Keane that I like. Perfect symmetry. Number 5, the branch of mathematics dealing with the relations and sides of angles and triangles and the relative functions of any angles would be trigonometry. Never had to take that in high school. Luckily, didn't get that high. Trigonometry. Number 6, the practice or profession of examining the eyes for visual defects and prescribing corrective lenses, optometry. Optometry, and that is different than just someone who can give an eye exam. I think optometry, you have to be involved in the whole medical side of things. Optometry. Number 7, a dough of flour, water, and shortening that may be savory or sweetened is pastry. Number 7, pastry. Number 8, soldiers marching on fighting on foot would be an infantry. Infantry. Number 8. Number 9, the study and treatment of mental illness, emotional disturbance, and abnormal behavior, psychiatry. Psychiatry. And number 10, a room or building attached to a church used as an office and for changing into vestments. That would be a vestry. A vestry, which has to be similar as a word to vestibule, but I don't know the difference between those two things. And number 11, for 2 points, to use, test, or do something in order to see if it is suitable, effective, or pleasant is to try, T-R-Y. So Mike tried to trick you on that one by just using the very end of the word there. Try was the answer for 2 points. And that is today's quiz. I hope you had fun playing along. And Mike, thank you for taking the time to write those. I sincerely appreciate it. If you want to be like Mike, either Jordan or Maximchuk, you can send me all kinds of trivia content anytime. I'll always try and make sure I can record those for you and make sure they are tons of fun. And if there's a certain topic you want to do, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more to be part of our crew. And I just updated the Patreon page, so head on over there. I'll be talking about it more tomorrow on Monday morning's episode. But check out patreon.com/triviawithbuds if you want to see some brand new reward tiers. There's 3 or 4 new ones and a new header picture on the Patreon page. So check out all that stuff, patreon.com/triviawithbuds, or click the link in the show notes. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by me, looking for a new sponsor. If you want to sponsor that every single day for a month or more, hit me up at ryanbuds@gmail.com and you can be the sponsor for our question of the day. Question of the day is, what two main colors make up U-Haul's logo? Tweet me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Party Man for the song used in Batman in the museum scene. And your trivia team name of the day is Boomer Shake the Rumor. So Boom Shake the Room, but we updated it for the lingo of today with Boomer Shake the Rumor. That's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.